We present I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue.
A panel game.
And would you believe it? Once again, it's Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden, and Bill Oddie, joined this week by John Cleese. Dave Lee is still seated at the piano, but this time Humphrey Lyttelton is in the chair.
Once again, I'm proud and intensely happy to present, on the one hand, Tim Brooke Taylor and Bill Oddie. Wordy opponents, Graham Garden and John Cleese. This, as you know, is a sort of panel game. Don't worry, it only goes on for half an hour and then things will get back to normal. First round is the one in which each team has to sing the words of one song to the tune of another. Right. John and Graham, please sing the words of All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth to the tune of Men of Harlech.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth. See, my two front teeth, teeth, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say, sisters whose teeth is on a thistle, gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only hear whistles. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Sorry, I was just testing my buzzer. For the benefit of the audience, I shall be judging this on rendition. Tim and Bill, we'd like you to sing the words of Yes, We Have No Bananas. If you'll loosen your ties in the approved Tony Bennett manner and sing it to the tune of I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Right, well, one or two Welshmen in the audience stood up and sprang a leak during that version of Men of Harlech, so I'm giving 2 points to the A team and one to the B team. We go on to the next round, which... wait a minute, before the next round, I have to introduce a round which we're coming to at the very end of the programme. And later on, at the end of the programme, the teams are going to be asked to announce, in the form of a Master of Ceremonies announcement, people with silly names. To give the players time to think them up, I'll leave it until later in the programme before I ask for their silly names, appropriate to the late arrivals at the zookeeper's ball. So, team, that's what you have to think up now. We'll go on quickly to the next round. This is a round called Word for Word, and I give each team a word, and they must immediately come up with another word which has nothing whatever to do with the word I gave them. And the other team can challenge and try to prove a connection. I'm going to start with the A team, with Graham Garden. And as soon as I can find my list of words, I've written out all the words I know and lost them. Graham, your word is grocer. Objection from Tim Brooke-Taylor.
There was a long delay then. Grocer, long pause. No connection with a long pause, I can tell you.
I didn't want to say anything libelous.
There's nothing in the rules.
I retract that objection.
Order, please. There's nothing in the rules about long pause.
Ah. Long pause. Kangaroo.
So... We're now going to start with John Cleese with a different word, and the word is screw.
Feather.
Mice. Piano. Armadillo.
Watering can.
Elephant.
Objection from Tim Brooke-Taylor.
Connection. I've got an elephant's foot watering can.
It's
true.
It is. He has too.
Yes. Objection upheld.
It's a can for watering elephants.
And I've lost the score. But we're going to start now with Tim Brooke-Taylor, and he's going to start with the word crutch.
Rainbow.
Crutch.
Rainbow.
My buzzer won't buzz. My Rainbow. Buzzer won't buzz. I
Rainbow.
Can't make my
crutch.
Buzzer buzz.
Nine objections in one there.
Repetition.
From John McDonald.
There's nothing in the rules. Mr. Chairman, be honest about this.
One mark for being in the wrong panel game.
Also lack of entertainment.
I'm going to give one more word now. I'm going to ask Graham Garden to start with the word stag.
Whistle.
Four.
Pillow.
Rebarbative.
Recidivist.
Sesquipedalianism.
Antediluvian.
Elvira Madigan.
Gaius Cetus.
Vampire bat.
Thank you.
Objection from Bill Oddy.
I couldn't have said any of those.
Therefore
they are connected.
That's true, Bob.
Objection upheld. Because, as a matter of fact, I happen to know that Bill Oddy couldn't have said any of the words that have been mentioned so far. Four marks for each of the teams there for managing to keep going as long as they did. The next round is called Swanee, How I Love You. And I'm going to ask each team to play a tune on Swanee whistles. This is an instrument, as you know, which requires perfect pitch from the executant. And I have to recognize or guess what tune they're playing. And we'll start now with whoever's got the Swanee whistle. We'll start now with Graham Garden and John Cleese.
What are we playing?
I don't know what they're playing.
This is the point when I'm called upon to identify the tune. It's difficult for me because both of them were playing a different tune. John Cleese was playing an excerpt from one of the later works of John Cage, one of the pieces which have been recently featured on the Radio 3. Is that correct?
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
Not for what I was trying to play.
And Graham Garden accidentally, in the course of that performance, played about 1.5 bars of Moon River.
Right.
Is that right?
So for...
Well,
Was that what it was?
I'll judge this one when we've heard the song from Timbrook Taylor and Bill Oddie. Difficult to hear that one for the sound of pennies clanking into a tin mug. But after a long time, I did manage to detect a few bars of Climb Every Mountain.
Thank you.
But on time, you have a time penalty there, because it took me several hours to get that one. So you get one, and the other team get two. The score at the moment is indecipherable. But I'll add it up in a moment. Now we have a round in which I read out some world records, and I'm going to ask the teams to identify them, but I'm not going to tell them what the record is for. I'm simply going to tell them the world record, and they've got to tell me what it's for. In fact, I'm not going to ask the teams. I'm going to ask each individual member of each team, starting with John Cleese. And this record is £13 per annum.
Annum.
That's what I said.
Right. It's the number of voles an Icelander eats. Well, the weight of voles.
I should make it clear that this is pounds sterling.
But it's the value of the vole.
In fact, you're surprisingly close.
It's the value of the Icelanders that lemmings eat.
Keep going. You're very near to it.
It's the value of a lemming's pelt.
I'll tell you what it is.
When the Icelanders pelt the lemmings, it's the cost.
I'll tell you.
No, I don't really know.
You really were very, very close to that. I'll tell you the exact answer. It's the cost of the upkeep of the longest moustache in the world, belonging to Masuria Din, a Brahmin of the Pentabarg district in Uttar Pradesh, India. So you see, you were quite close.
How long is that?
And that, I think, an answer which...
Oh, yes!
An answer which deserves no marks, richly. Bill Oddie, your record is 103.6 miles per hour.
It's the speed that I run out of the room when the Tony Blackburn show comes on.
Vicious.
I can't really accept that answer.
It's true, I'm telling you.
But it applies to so many people, not only you. I'll give you the answer.
It's the speed that Tony Blackburn runs out of the room when the goodies come on.
The answer to that one is it's the highest measured speed of expelled... This is rather disgusting, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
The highest measured speed of expelled particles during a sneeze.
What a nasty idea.
I'm very glad you didn't know that, Bill.
Yes, quite.
Graham Garden.
Yeah.
Your record... which I ask you to identify, is 8 hours, 50 minutes, and 250 yen.
8 hours, 50 minutes, and 250 yen. Not 240.
No, 250.
Oh, it's not that one, then.
No, it's not that It's
the 250 yen record, isn't it? It's the... Yes, it's the slowest speed
at which a Japanese camel keeper can count 250 yen. I know it sounds boring, but it's a fact.
Well, it's the length and admission price of the world's longest film. You remember seeing it? It was on BBC television one Sunday afternoon.
They showed it on ATV and it was cut to 12 minutes. That's three satirical marks.
Tim Brooke Taylor, yours is 101,300 square feet.
No, it isn't.
And 101,300 square feet.
That's what... it sounds like a description of Napoleon's army retreating from Moscow.
Funnily enough, you're very, very close.
At least it was a quick answer.
Well, you're
close? Would you?
I think I'm going to give you half a mark. You're the only one who scored a half a mark on this, because you have got close enough to say Napoleon. It does, in fact, concern Wellington.
Very close.
It's the largest floor area of any wooden building, and it exists in the Department of Education in Wellington, New Zealand. I'll tell you the scores in a moment, but meanwhile, this next round looks like going on for a long time, so I shall have ample opportunity for totting up the score while that's going on. This is a round in which each member of the teams has to impersonate a well-known person impersonating another well-known person reciting a nursery rhyme. And I shall give you the people that you have to do. Now, John Cleese, I'd like you to impersonate Clive Jenkins impersonating Her Majesty the Queen reciting Jack and Jill.
Now?
Go ahead, Clive.
My executive and I advised the said Jack and Jill not to carry on with their proposed plans to go up the hill to fetch a pail of Dom Perignon 56. It's all very good. But, unfortunately, Jack fell down and broke my crown. And we had to call the strike off. Joni.
Never mind.
Good. Well, we'll give you a couple of marks for that. Graham, I'd like you to impersonate Eddie Waring. Impersonate...
Impossible.
Fix.
Impersonating Walter Gabriel.
No.
Fix.
It can't be fixed because I'm setting these and I've never watched any of your programs. reciting Sing a Song of Sixpence.
Well, Sing a Song of Sixpence. Lord, Lord. A pocket full of rye. 420 blackboard. Big dinner pay. Oh, John. Ding, ding, well, the pie was open, the birds began to sing, and quite a nice noise they made, I say that. Wasn't that a dainty dish to serve before a king?
No.
Well, now back to David Vine.
Well, I scored 2 to Eddie Waring and 1 to Walter Gabriel, making a net total of 1 mark. Tim Brooke Taylor, impersonate Edward Heath, impersonating Maurice Chevalier, reciting Humpty Dumpty.
Bonsoir. je veux chanter une chanson. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Un autre chanson.
Humpty Dumpty. Is that on a well? Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
All the kings are says.
It's not like I don't.
And all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together. Again.
Thank you so much. You are too kind. Thank you. Merci.
And good night.
I'm going to give you one mark on the grounds that Edward Heath does a much better impersonation than Morris. <Morris's laughs> Bill Oddie, this one, you'll get a bonus mark if you can get through this one without doing yourself an injury. I want you to impersonate Tommy Cooper, impersonating Louis Armstrong, reciting Three Blind Mice.
Best of luck, Bill.
There we go. Three blind mice. Three blind mice. Zibbity booba. See how they run. I've seen them run. I've seen them run. I've seen them run. Have you seen them run? I've seen them run. Look at them run. Whoa, baby, look at them run. Yeah, all right. Whoa, they're all running after the farmer's wife. Where? I've seen the farmer's wife. I'll run after her. No fools, those mice. See what I'm going to do. I do a little trick. I think a carving knife. I gotta cut off the tails. I gotta cut off the tails. Here, I cut off one tail. I cut off two tails. I've cut off his head. Oh, yeah! You ever see such a thing in your life? I didn't see it. Oh, no. It's three blind... three blind mice. Oh, yeah!
Two marks there, which is the maximum that I'm allowed to give on that particular one. Now, the teams, I can actually give you the score now. The teams stand as follows. Don Cleese and Graham Garden have scored 18. A terrible tense hush come over. And Tim Brooke Taylor and Bill Oddie have scored 20 Six. And a half. Never mind John and Graham. There's plenty of time yet. Worse luck. We have a singing relay now. And in this round, one of the players of each team starts off a song, and he and his partner must sing a duet. But each one has to sing alternate words. In other words, the duet is alternating between the two of them, one word each. Any player who falters or messes up the game is declared soppy, and 2 points go to the other side, which I'll write down now because it's a foregone conclusion. But John and Graham, I'd like you to sing alternately. I'd like you to give a romantic interpretation of this song, if you will. Give Me the Moonlight.
Give me the moonlight, give me the girl, and leave the rest to me. Give me a babbling brook, give me a shady...
Well, you lose a point, but what we do now...
You can
get that point back now if you manage to get through the song at a faster tempo.
Oh, certainly.
Give me the moonlight, give me the girl, and leave the rest to me. Give me the...
Oh, no!
They scored no marks for that. And we go over to the other side, and we have an alternating version from Tim and Bill of Stop Your Tickling Jock.
Will you stop your tickling jock? Oh, stop your tickling jock.
Faster.
Penalty kick for obstruction. You can start it again slightly slower.
Slower than that? It's only a half hour show.
Will you stop your tickling jock?
Oh!
Stop your tickling jock. Dinner make me laugh so hard. Oh, you make me choke.
You lose one mark out of two there, but you can regain it if you can sing it accurately throughout at a much faster tempo.
Will you stop?
Yeah.
Tickling jock.
Stop.
Tickling jock. No, no, we can't.
We can't.
It's more difficult singing in a foreign language, let's be.
Minus one.
Dead heat, minus one each. Well, now we come to the round that I told you about at the beginning, and I've given the teams time to think up their funny names, in which to announce the late arrivals at the zookeeper's ball. And we'll start first of all now with John and Graham.
Mr. and Mr. and Mrs. Crested Grebe and their daughter, Greta Crested Grebe.
We'll give you one for that, Graham.
Mr. and Mrs. Pansy. And their son, Jim Pansy.
Tim.
Mr. Arthur Platypus. And his duck, Bill Platypus.
Miss, also at the zookeeper's ball.
Oh, yes.
Old Marrakeet and her husband, Parrakeet.
John?
Mr. and Mrs. Anoceros and their son, Ray Noceros.
Graham?
Mr. and Mrs. Conda and their daughter, Anna. Conda.
Not to mention Uncle Elope and his wife, Aunt Elope. And later on.
This is where I tell you the
story. Mr. and Mrs. Tita and their daughter, Aunt Tita.
This is where I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the score as of now is 21 each.
Maybe we should stop there.
Out of a possible 17. This is where we come to the end of this week's programme. We shall be back, unless some fortuitous cataclysm intervenes, next week. And so it's goodbye from John Cleese and Graham Garden. Tim Brooke-Taylor and Bill Oddie. Our long-suffering musical accompanist, David Lee. And me, Humphrey Littleton.
That was Humphrey Littleton saying goodbye on behalf of Tim Brooke-Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, and Bill Oddie. Dave Lee, pianofortist extraordinaire, also bids farewell, as does producer John Cassels.